TalkRadio.com.
We will no longer pay respects to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
All right. We are live. This is the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And we are live on gerwick.net as well. I am Sir Rockin' with most of my voice back, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Well, stuff happened.
Yeah, stuff happened. It really, 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 really happened on this show. We're going to get all into it right here and now. Monday Night Raw opened with Roman Reigns coming down to the ring. And he had one goal on mind, and, you know, that's to retain the WWE title this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. But he also had one other thing. He wanted to call out the man who laid him out last week, Brock Lesnar. And that's what he did. He called out Brock Lesnar, but instead of getting Brock Lesnar, he got the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla. Mr. Raw is Jericho himself, Chris Jericho. So Jericho came out, and well, he said, "That's great that you're back, Chris. You're great," Roman said, and, you know, but he wants Lesnar, and Jericho said he wants to, you know, turn the highlight reel tonight into the biggest of all the times. And, having the top three contenders in the same ring at the same time. And that being Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Chris Jericho. And, well, Reigns was cool. All right, I'll be there. I'll cool come down. And then Sheamus came down with the League of Nations, and they wanted to be in the thing. And it's like, you look stupid, yada, 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 from the crowd. And they all had their chance to talk except for Wade Barrett. Poor Wade just stood there. Really couldn't.
He just gets cut off, you know?
Yeah. We had insults back and forth, and I heard things that Del Rio and Rusev said that weren't actually what they said. We couldn't understand their English. Please speak English. One thing Rusev did say, that it's every day is a rumble in Bulgaria. So, and they also pointed out one of the League of Nations will win this match, and, well, two of them have already won it, so they sort of have the odds. And then Jericho reminded us who Roman beat last year, and that was Rusev as the last person in the Rumble. And, well, Roman wanted a fight, and he called out Rusev for a match, and they had a match to open up the show that Chris Jericho apparently had the right to make, because he also made himself the special guest referee.
Like you do.
But the big thing of this whole conversation was Chris Jericho wasn't wearing a shirt.
Jericho does not believe in shirts in 2016. He is all about vests and jackets.
Vest and jackets, yes. Vest and jackets. That's his new thing in 2016. So, Rusev and Roman Reigns had a match. It was a solid match between the two. Roman Reigns would end up winning with the spear after Jericho threw Sheamus out and then threw Barrett out. He did a cartwheel on that one. Then he threw out Del Rio, did another cartwheel. So cartwheels, vest, and jackets. That's Chris Jericho in 2016.
Not sure I'm digging it.
Not sure you're digging it?
But We'll go for it. We'll go with it.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns picked the win with Chris Jericho as the special guest referee. So, we learned at that point, well, as we came back from break, Jericho really didn't have the authority to do any of that, and, well, Stephanie McMahon was upset, and she told him, this is not 1999. Jericho said Stephanie should have wished it was 1999 because she was so much fun then. Because back then she was the filthy, dirty, trash bag, bottom feeding, you know the rest of the line. It's not PG anymore. Stephanie, you know, cut him off and said it's real original, just like all of his material, which was a nice little shot. If you heard the Rack Thursday nights, we told you that.
Mole.
Stephanie said that she has to negotiate with Paul Heyman and pay Brock Lesnar even more money. She conceded that the highlight reel segment he booked is best for business and like he knows what he's doing. Stephanie said yes, but even if he messes with his show, then she'll make sure he's never, ever the same again. I love their interactions.
It's the definition of a love-hate relationship. I love it so much. They have such fantastic chemistry together. But it's like in 2016 when Stephanie McMahon says, basically, you're never ever going to be the same again. Dude, run. Okay? I'm pretty sure power tools are going to be involved in this, and you're not going to like it.
This is very, very true. Natalia was back tonight on Monday Night Raw.
Yes, she was. I think she was out with a busted ankle.
Paige was back as well, who's suffering from a concussion. Natty took on Brie Bella. Natty got the win with a sharpshooter in about a minute. It is what it is. They promoted Total Divas, which reminds us a few things. Number one, the Rack Extra Total Divas returns this week.
Tomorrow.
Well, then,
yay.
Yay. So we'll do that for all you. Available at RackRadioShow.com and Gerwick.net and WildTalkRadio.com. Number two, this is where you go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for Female Interview of the Year with Alicia Fox.
And Male of the Interview of the Year with Seth Rollins.
Yes.
And Show of the Year, The Rack.
Yes.
We will also accept a write-in for your favorite show in the last 20 years and any interview that we've ever done. The Rack.
Yes.
Go to RackRadioShow.com to check out who we've actually interviewed.
Yes. And you go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can vote once a day, midnight to midnight, in your time zone. So do that, please. Vote for us.
And if you have a work and home computer, well, no, I won't encourage that. But just, you know, planting the seed.
Just planting it. Kane Kinnons. The Dudley Boys and the Ryback took on Eric Rowan, Luke Harper, and Ray Wyatt in a 6-man tag.
Where was Braun?
He was there for a while. Then I guess he left during the break. I guess he had to pee. And then
he wandered off.
He wandered
Braun
off.
Braun wandered off.
He did.
Braun. This is why we can't have nice things, is because you wander off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this was a nice little match. Good little back and forth. Wyatt's look strong, which is good.
Yeah, good, you know, good little thing. And he talked about the apocalypse is coming at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, and Luke Harper looked particularly strong.
Yes, he did.
So, could something be up there?
Maybe. Then Big Show killed Heath Slater.
And Bo Dallas.
And Curtis Axel and Adam Rose. He took care of the social outcast.
Dude, it hasn't even been a week.
It's been like two. It's like, damn it. Come on, Show. So he won. Took them all out. Yay, Big Show gets pushed leading into the Rumble. No surprise there.
Yeah, no surprise, but is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie McMahon talked to Sheamus about Butcher the Rio and King Barrett. Talk about Roman Reigns, Chris Jericho getting better than them, and then built them up. She just built them up and told Sheamus, built them up for the Rumble, and later on the night said they aren't scared of anyone, and she told them, prove it. And then we had our WrestleMania 32 main event. In one corner, the chairman of the board, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And on the other, the plastic ball.
Vince clearly does not know how to handle his balls.
Clearly. So, Vince McMahon, they had brought out the tumbler. They were trying to figure out who was number one. Hold on. Hold on, because I know where she's going. Just hold on. Okay? So they do it. They pull it out. He struggles with it. Struggles with trying to open it. Pulls out another one. Can't get it. Pulls out another one. And hey, finally, there you go. He opens it up. And the number one entrant into the Royal Rumble will be Roman Reigns. And last night on WTR, we did the Royal Rumble entry contest. And who had number one?
Me. So for 2 years running, because last year I think I had like number 19,
uh-huh.
18 or 19. and I got Roman Reigns in the Rumble last year. He took it all the way. He brought home the win. Second year in a row, you know, number one. Who do I get? I get the WWE champion. I'm probably not going to win, but he's staying the distance. He's at least making it to the end. I know that much.
Yeah, she has a very good shot at winning again. So they, you know, they said, you know, just to show it's not the same thing, we're going to pull another name out just to show it, and then he struggles with it again, Stephanie put out a line saying, at least there's no phone like there was for McMahon's Millions, and I popped for that one. That was a nice little shot by Steph.
Well played, Steph, well played.
And they pulled out another name, hey, it's Roman Reigns, and they did it one more time, and it was Roman Reigns. And Vince said that Reigns won't be number one coming out of the Rumble, and you can believe that. There you go. So, Roman Reigns is number one. We had Tamina taking on Becky Lynch.
Miss Sasha, but a good little match.
Good little match. And then Becky Lynch cut the best promo of her career.
Oh, she brought it home.
She did.
Like, she brought it home, man. That was awesome. I don't even remember what she called Ric Flair, but I'm pretty sure your mama joke got involved somewhere in there.
Charlotte said, Becky was confident what's the answer to it. Charlotte said she mocked the idea of giving her a title match because people were cheering for her. Charlotte said Lynch lost the title match and needs to go to the back of line. Becky blamed it on the kiss-stealing, title-match-stealing Ric Flair. Charlotte said her father is a two-time Hall of Famer. Lynch asked what all the legend Flair face would think, and then she said the apple must have fallen far from the tree. She questioned whether Flair has become a coward. Flair said Charlotte beat her twice, and guess what? She's going down for the third time, and Ric Flair agreed to the match, and Charlotte was not too happy about the outcome.
Yeah. No, Charlotte was like, Dad, what did you just do?
It's like, we can't take you anywhere. And that's one of many times we saw that tonight.
Yes.
On the show. We then had Dean Ambrose and Kalisto taking on Sheamus and Alberto Del Rio. Sheamus and Del Rio win the match. Kevin Owens was on commentary. Solid match. Owens was good on commentary, put over the match, and it did everything it needed to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problems with this. Very solid, typical match. I still want that verbal battle between Ambrose and Owens.
Which we will get it on Miz TV this Thursday on SmackDown.
Yeah, which we should get on Thursday, so yay.
We then had a funeral service for Francesca. Xavier Woods is trombone.
Damn it, Rob.
Hashtag blame Rob. Woods, they had photos set up of Woods playing trombone. Woods said she would want her champion to beat Jey Uso, and that champion is Big E. So it's Big E versus Jey Uso. It was a solid match between the two. Jey Uso picked up the win in about 10 minutes. New Day was good in the little funeral segment. The match was okay. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was solid. No complaints.
Then the most random thing happened. It was Titus O'Neil, Mark Henry, R-Truth, and White Guy Neville taking on Stardust, Tyler Breeze, and The Ascension. I have no idea why this match had happened on Raw, other than we had to fill time.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt bad for these guys. They got stuck in the, hey, we need you to fill time in between the last match and the final segment, so just go out there and throw something together. I mean, what it was really, really well put together, but it was kind of there. And it was like, why is this on?
Yeah, it's like, why are they here? What are they doing? Oh, okay, got it. They're just there. They may be in the Rumble, they may not be in the Rumble. Who knows at this point? We'll see. Then it was time for the main event. The highlight reel with Chris Jericho. Paul Heyman interrupted Chris Jericho. Jericho did the, will you please shut the hell up? And then two of them went back and forth, and they hyped up the Royal Rumble. Heyman said, you don't need to be a weatherman to know that there will be an F5 touching down in Columbus tonight. Heyman said Jericho doesn't have anything to worry about because his client is focused on Reigns. Jericho recalled Heyman trying to get Lesnar into the WrestleMania main event. But you didn't get it done, did you, Paul? Jericho asked. And Jericho said Heyman failed his client. Heyman said he's been in a lot of depositions, and that's not a question. Jericho said he has a lot of enemies, and 29 will be in the Rumble match. Jericho said he questions whether Heyman tried to get his client out of the Rumble because he didn't think he had the chances of winning. Heyman laughed at this. Heyman said, you have 28 other competitors, Reigns, and one conqueror. Heyman said he likes the box office appeal. He said Jericho would subscribe to the WWE Network to see Lesnar face Del Rio or Sheamus or Ambrose or Jericho or Reigns. Heyman said Lesnar will fight any man who stands before him on Sunday and eliminate those to become WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And he mentioned that the Rumble will turn into Suplex City. Chris Jericho got serious and asked if it came down to Chris Jericho and Paul Heyman, and what if Jericho throws Lesnar over the top rope? What will happen? And the moment there was like Brock's music played and Heyman went, put his hand over his eyes and just shook his head. It's like, you fool. You fool.
Yeah, Heyman's like, he's backstage. I can't stop him. Why? So he's just like, gets out of the ring, gets out of the way. Okay, Brock, go to town. I'll be right here. I mean, that's basically what happened. And then Roman Reigns showed up.
Yes.
And, well, Roman Reigns cleaned house. He beat up Brock Lesnar.
He speared him right out of the gate.
Twice,
yes. Keep going.
And so, well, so Roman saves Jericho after Jericho kind of got a little beat up. Brock then gets his with from Roman. The League of Nations come out. They start to beat up on Roman Reigns. They take care of Roman Reigns. And then they take care of Brock Lesnar, only to get, you know, beat up. Roman hits a spear again.
Mm-hmm.
Roman's down. And then this is where it kind of got exciting, because who shows up after last week? The man who just was like, took one look at Brock Lesnar, was like, nope. Walks away. Wyatt's out. Wyatt show up. Bray and the kids come out. They beat the crap out of Roman Reigns while Brock Lesnar's down. And then Bray gives Brock the look.
Yeah, so the Sister Abigail to Roman Reigns, it was awesome. And then we had the stare down. Lesnar's getting up onto, like, trying to get up. And then Bray's just looking at him. And he was all giddy, all excited. He had this look on his face. It was like, ooh, licks his tongue. He was all awesome. Luke with the clothesline. And then just the moment of that was where Luke flexes his arm. And he just stares at it. Look what I did with my arm. Aren't I awesome?
They're building Luke up. They're building the family up. But they're building Luke up specifically.
We had the turtle spin kick by Eric Rowan to Brock Lesnar. Strowman with the clothesline to Brock Lesnar. And then Sister Abigail to Brock Lesnar by Bray Wyatt, who then proclaimed, the Royal Rumble is mine.
Which we know it isn't.
We know it isn't, but oh my god, I love this segment. This was awesome.
I love that you had the Wyatt family to stand tall, because you know Brock Lesnar's now going to be looking for Bray Wyatt and be like, dude, what the heck? And yeah, it's shenanigans will ensue. And I kind of can't wait, even though I'm going to be very, very sad to see Bray die at the hands of Brock Lesnar.
Well, it'll be very, very sad, but guess what? I don't care. At this point, it was an awesome moment. It was an awesome moment to end it. Because 3 hours ago, you didn't think this was happening. There's no chance of this. And at the end, it happened.
Yeah, because in the end, it's, you want to make the Wyatt family look strong, you have them take out the baddest man in the company, which is Brock Lesnar. And you also have them take out the WWE champion.
Yeah, you built them up strong going into the Rumble, which is you need to do. And LeMans goes, that Bray will get another loss. I have a feeling that Bray will get another loss of WrestleMania at a major pay-per-view by Brock Lesnar. Probably. Maybe.
I don't think it's going to be Bray and Brock. I think it's going to be Luke and Brock.
That's better than Strowman and Brock.
You know, Bray and Brock is a little bit, it's a good idea, it's a good match on paper. I just don't know how well it's going to work. Like, I know Bray can take a beating, but, although I don't know, because Bray and Brock might be about the same size.
Brock's a little bit bigger.
Brock's a little bit bigger, but Bray's about the same size, but there's an appeal in Luke and Brock just because Luke will not stop. Luke will just, I almost want to see that side of Luke where it's, he just goes mental and he just starts to just massacre somebody. Like, who that person that Luke was before Bray found him. I want to see that side of Luke Harper. I want to see him turn it loose on Brock Lesnar.
The man goes, Luke? So what then happens to Bray? I'm not sure. I still think it could be Bray. If they're even doing anything, they may not be. Who knows?
The thing with Bray is whoever Bray faces this year, he really kind of has to win. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts, and a win over Brock Lesnar would certainly help Bray Wyatt. Absolutely, but it's, I think they have other plans for Bray. They could have bigger plans for Bray. We don't know.
We don't know.
Because it's, the Wyatts are clearly on the side of the authority, but they're on the outside of the authority circle.
Yeah, that's true.
So Bray could go in Sunday, he could take the title, or Luke could, or Eric could, or Braun could, Because here's the thing, if any of the kids win that title, they're going to hand it to Bray.
Yeah, it's all about Bray. And they were pushing, they pushed that on the Raw pre-show that, it you know, the numbers stack up for the Wyatt family and their advantage. And that, you know, hell, Booker and I think Otunga, or no, Booker and Graves picked Bray to win the Rumble. Which, you know, was the death nail right there, but still.
It's a death nail right there, but it would be an interesting, it would be different to have Bray win the Rumble and win the title. And you kind of rehash that feud between Roman and Bray a little bit, where it sort of fizzled out in the end. It was just kind of eh. And you now have them fighting over something again. Because you can go back to that dynamic of, you know, basically Bray said, anyone but you, Roman, last week. So it's Bray is now making a play for the title, which he hasn't done in a while. I'd like it to be serious. I would love to see them put the title on Bray for a little bit. I don't know if he should carry it into WrestleMania because he's probably going to lose. And hell, I'd love to see him walk out of WrestleMania as the champion.
But you never know.
But you never know. I mean, it's really any, I think we all know who's going to win the Rumble, but we are at least given that illusion that this go round, it's anybody's game of what they actually decide to do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And we'll talk all about the Rumble Thursday night on the rack.
Yes, we will. We have news. We have notes. We have Royal Rumble. We have NXT. We have a lot to discuss.
And maybe a guest.
And maybe a visitor. We may have a visitor.
So, we'll see.
We will, but what are we doing Saturday night?
Well, first, that's the rack. Thursday night, it's 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, and the Usual. And, you know, based off a Twitter conversation and that conversation that almost killed me about an hour and a half ago.
We almost had a 31st Blame Rob.
We are doing the Blame Rob Royal Rumble this Saturday night on CB Radio. You wonder what it is? Tune in and find out. The Blame Rob Royal Rumble, Saturday night, midnight-ish. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio Live on Facebook, on Twitter and CB Radio Live on Facebook, cbradiolive.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega. Recapping the Royal Rumble at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And this is where Lindsay will tell you how to vote for us in the Wrestling Radio Awards.
That's right, because we're going to shamelessly shill it in every show we're on, which is most of them on this network. Please go vote for us, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can vote once a day, 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. again, 24 hours. Please vote for Seth Rollins for Interview of the Year, Alicia Fox, Female Interview of the Year, and The Rack for Show of the Year. We also accept write-in votes. You can put in any interview we've done. You can put in the show name. We are happy if you just go vote for us. So please go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and submit your votes. We don't know when it ends. So make sure you vote early and vote daily. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Linz Ward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D, and go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linz Ward, same as the Twitters. Link is available on the website. And, well, I guess Rock is, you know, sicking it out. I don't know. So, for Rock, I'm Linzy Ward. You've been listening to the Raw Post Show right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye.